Greetings. This is As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Mount Shasta at Brother John's Retreat Center. And we're having a wonderful gathering here, some very enlightened individuals, some of the people that are helping to anchor in the energy here on the planet. There's some amazing things going on here. I don't know if people have felt it, but just the past 2 weeks, there's been incredible shifts of energy and waves of energy flowing through. And it's been quite a journey. We just got back from the Bay Area Expo and did a talk there. And the movie Contact Has Begun was premiered, and again, it got a standing ovation. Everybody loved it. So this movie is, you know, has legs of its own, and it's just amazing what's happening with this movie. I've met some beautiful people there, a lot of contacts. Beyond Words, which is a division of Simon & Schuster, is now picking up the movie, and it's going to be going out across the world. It's already started right now. But for people that knew about The Secret and What the Bleep, it's the same group that actually distributed these two movies. There's a lot of news, a lot of things coming up, and one of the things I wanted to gear this show around was a lot of having to do with the energies coming in, the process, you know, the awakening and healing process we're undergoing, and how we can all participate in that process. And we have some wonderful individuals here that have been working along these means, and we're starting out this program here. It's called our Cancel Armageddon program. So there's a lot of visions. There's a lot of major things that are coming down the pike, and we're fully aware of these things. We've seen these visions. We've seen some major events on the horizon. And once we realize that consciousness does create reality and that consciousness is cause, and we start focusing on changing our consciousness and cleaning up these thought forms and these limiting mental concepts and participating in the awakening and healing process on every level, you know, body, mind, and spirit, we can mitigate a lot of these events from coming in. And the more we can gather in groups as well, we can help change, you know, these energies, because, you know, the vibrational continuum, things move from consciousness to light to energy and then to mass. So we can actually catch them before they manifest and dissolve these events. And the more people we get working towards this process, and the more people we can get focused on creating a different tomorrow, a more loving tomorrow, with living in harmony with each other and the earth, we can cancel out a lot of these terror packages and programs that have been placed in by these other numbskulls. But anyway, it's very important that we do start moving in that direction and start taking charge of the world we live in and the consciousness that we're choosing to attune to, and start, you know, focusing as a group and cleaning up these energies. First of all, I want to introduce Brother John. Are you with us?
I am.
Great. And as you know, we had him on, I think, 2 weeks ago, and we did a wonderful meditation and, you know, aimed towards calling on these higher energies. And we have some other wonderful people, too. It's a nice collection. It's a group of, you know, people that are humanitarians and have scientist backgrounds and things of that nature that are all here. And whichever way you look at it, when you get into the science of, you know, the higher energies and the manifestation process, any way you look at it, there is an explanation for it. Whatever level you want to focus on, there is an explanation on how we can, you know, heal and change our world through consciousness, through energy, through gathering together, and through action as well. You know, we have to hit it on every level. So, first of all, I want to invite John to the program and see if John has any wise words of wisdom to share with us along this avenue.
Yes, I would just like to speak to everyone who's listening in the entire world. It's very important, if you can for a moment, to find yourself a place, turn your cell phone off, turn your phones off, and try to not be disturbed for a little bit. Try to be able to relax and just join us and visualize the entire world, the entire world before you, and that this meditation can be a circle all the way around the world, including everyone and excluding no one. that all of us can be together here now at this moment. We can all relax and set aside the problems and the worries and allow ourselves to be who we are together and to take responsibility, as James said, for the planet, to be able to feel this peace, the peace that we all are inside. So if we can now relax together and just relax our muscles, that our muscles unwind, and gently focus up and ask the good, higher, benevolent forces of the universe, of the galaxy, to help to bring in peace on Earth. Peace on Earth for all beings on Earth. And to ask these good, higher beings to bless whatever nation you're in, to make it better, to heal it, and to bless the next generation of young people, those of you out there, you know who you are. Listen very carefully. This works. You form circles, as James does at his ranch and many other people do around the world. Form a circle and use a universal prayer like the sound of the Sanskrit mantra Om, and to pray or to Om together in a circle, visualizing world peace, peace on earth, and goodwill towards all beings. And we can say a little prayer together now. We can hold a little focus, whatever you would call it. So if you can look up gently inside yourself, everyone who's hearing this voice, and just internally ask for peace. Ask for peace on earth. Ask the good higher forces to bring it all the way down to the earth, all the way in through all of us, to bring it in so it comes all the way through you, down through your feet, down into the earth. Not just for us, but for the next generation, and for their children's children's children. Just allow yourself to let go and let the beings that you believe in, the God that you believe in, nature, the elves, the spirits, the good higher ETs, whoever you believe in, let us all ask together as a planet now. We ask for assistance. We don't want war. We want there to be blessings for our nations, for each nation. And we want there to be peace, responsible peace on earth. And may all beings on earth be blessed. And may good come to all of you who hear my voice. Try to spread the word. Spread the word. Use the media. Get the word out there. Turn everyone's mind using the media upward and ask for peace on earth. Millions of people, if we use the media, millions of people all over this planet could begin to focus up and ask for peace on earth. And if we all ask for it, we will receive it. We will receive it. And if you can pray constantly without ceasing, as much as you can, if you can ask, go to the place of stillness and silence within yourself. And in that place, ask deeply with love from your heart. It will manifest on earth. None of the terrible prophecies have to come true if you do this. I promise you. It will come true, the good. There will be peace if you ask for it. It's a very simple process. Very simple. So spread the word, everybody, as much as you can to do this. Try to use the mass media for a positive purpose. There's good and bad in everything. Try not to generalize or write off anyone or anything, or any institution or any race or group of people. We are all on an equal basis here. We need each other. So this is the subjective work we can do, and we can work in the objective world too. Both are necessary in balance. And I can really feel this coming in and manifesting. I can feel this sense of peace coming in. And don't you feel that, James?
Oh, definitely.
You can really feel it.
Definitely feel we are not alone.
Yes. Yes.
You know, there's a lot of, some people are saying, you know, this isn't working, this doesn't work. And I wanted to share a little experience that happened to me in Hawaii where we had a gathering very similar to this one, where we had a very powerful group of some of the major healers and teachers of Hawaii gathered together at a conference. And we had our own little group meditation, and we went into a room, and there were several rooms around us where other workshops were going on. And we brought in the higher energies, and we were hanging out with the ultra-dimensionals, and some of our spiritually and technologically advanced ETs were coming in, and you could feel the dimensions were just opening. And it was just an amazing experience. And you know, Ezekiel, one of the beings I work with, which is an ascended version of Ezekiel, came into the room and was giving a wonderful conversation about humanity, the earth, and where we're going and how we have to rise in consciousness. And there are legions of beings, seen and unseen, waiting to assist us if we choose to move in this direction. And it was such a wonderful channeling, and the energy was so incredible in this room that, I mean, we were sweating. We were hot. It was intense, the energy. And then we came out of that, and we were just walking around higher in a kite, and everybody was outside the building, freaked out afterwards. And we're going, what's going on? And there was a 5.8, I believe, quake that was right underneath us that went off, and it shook the building pretty well. But nobody in our group felt it. We didn't even know it happened. So that's a case where you can actually step out of that frequency and be in just the next frequency, and events could happen where they wouldn't even affect you. And that is a possibility where we could actually lift the entire Earth into a new frequency and avoid some of these Armageddon scenarios and these other scenarios that people are trying to manifest, you know, as we speak. And there's many, many examples of that is when you get a very powerful group together and you're unifying purpose and you start raising the frequencies and connecting with these higher beings, that you will be lifted out of these events and you can, you know, mitigate these experiences and even be just out of the frequency where they happen. And then you'll come back to that frequency and, you know, and you'll look around you and you'll say, oh my God, you know, what just happened? But it wasn't your reality. The good thing to do is if we could just do it on a permanent basis for the entire planet, which is what we're working for.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we do shows like this and get people focused on this type of work, the more we can mitigate and dissolve some of these experiences and move outside of that frequency.
Mm-hmm. And that's so true, James. My goodness. I thought maybe we could have one of our friends here. His name is Ben. He's a medical doctor, and he speaks Spanish as well as English. And James, what do you think of the idea that maybe he could say whatever he felt from within the silence and the stillness within him, and maybe in both English and Spanish, about peace on earth and and what we're talking about. How does that sound?
I think it'd be great. I'd like to ask him a couple of questions before we begin, so go ahead and hand him the phone. And
wonderful.
Good evening, James.
Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Can you give a little background of some of the work? Because we talked earlier outside, and I thought it was fascinating, some of the work you've been involved with.
Yeah, I've been going to Thailand and Burma for approximately 15 years and working in the Civil War, doing medical relief work and setting up clinics and starting different projects. We started a backpack medic project. The clinic that I started or helped get started over there saw over 90,000 patients and delivered over 1,000 babies last year. The backpack medics saw there was 250 backpack medics that are going out for 4 months at a time, and each of them taking care of a village of about 1,000 people. So we're doing our best to patch up what's happening over there and results of the Civil War.
I think that's awesome, especially the doing part. I mean, because, you know, we have to balance this out, and I love the doers that do it, you know, that are really doing the work and carrying that consciousness with them as they're doing the work.
Well, thanks. And, you know, I think that there are many ways that people can give. You know, some of it is hands and feet service, whether somebody's into art or education or music or healthcare. And some is through prayer and some is through sharing. Some people have an abundance. And, you know, for them to, we couldn't do what we're doing if people weren't, you know, funding us with donations and weren't praying for us when we're over there. Sometimes we get in pretty tricky situations. And, you know, I've been chased by soldiers, and a lot of times we're, you know, escaping by the skin of our teeth. And, you know, I don't know exactly how it works, but perhaps one of those prayers really is what made it escaping rather than not escaping.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got some magnificent beings watching over you in your program
there. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I really wanted to say to everybody that in all that we're doing, there's one goal, that we're all really doing the same work. And, you know, that one goal is that we all want to win. And if we can think that way, if we can just think that there's a way that we can all win, you know, nobody here has to lose. It's about all of us winning.
I think that's amazing. Is there anything else you wanted to add to the program? Or
yeah, I'd like to just say, you know, there are different words that work for different people, and so I'd like to just put some of the same concepts in my words in hopes that it might work for somebody out there that's listening. And these are universal truths, and if you tune into the universality of the truth, then the words don't make as much difference. So when you're there, you're there. But essentially what's being said is that we're trying to raise mass consciousness, and that there's an opportunity here for you. There's an opportunity for you to cast your vote powerfully into that mass consciousness. And you might have heard things like the tipping point or the 100th monkey. Well, what if you are that person? What if you're the 100th monkey? No offense. But what if you are that 100th monkey? And what if it really was just your thoughts and your power and your energy and your focus that would make the whole world a different place to be? How would you treat where you're putting your mind and where you're putting your focus? What if you were the one that was going to tip it for everyone? So I just want to offer that as perhaps a gift to the one that's listening out there that could be that 100th monkey and say, hey, go for it and help us all out.
Oh, thank you so much. That was awesome. I think it is so important that, you know, we do our best body, mind, and spirit, and we all have certain gifts and in different areas, and we have our own unique purpose and our own unique way of becoming part of the awakening and healing process. And I love what you're saying about a win-win situation, because it's interesting when you have a lot of these people that are blessed with abundance, you know, that don't really realize that sometimes hoarding and, you know, sometimes the greed and the actions that are against humanity and nature, no matter how clever you are and how much money you amass, you know, you can't outwit that universal law of karma. You know, it comes around.
Yeah.
And I think the best way you can balance that out is to start giving, assets, money, whatever it is, to the awakening. Start investing in the awakening, healing of humanity and the earth. You know, if you're in that position and you're right around the corner, there is this big karmic sledgehammer that's coming, you know.
Yeah.
And it's an energy thing, and when this energy comes through, those who have, you know, are carrying this massive karmic load can actually dump a lot of that load by start shifting their assets and their, you know, into the awakening healing process and become part of the solution.
Yeah, well, it's easy for people to be sincere when there's crisis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been in some of the worst crises on the planet. And, you know, when there's crisis, there's usually two options. You know, you either fight or you get killed. Or, you know, sometimes you help and you serve. You know, there might be three or four options, but there are very, very few options. When you're living in relative abundance and when you're not in crisis, there's infinite number of options. And so it actually becomes more confusing for people to know what's the right thing to do. And when you start to think about it very simply, that, you know, if your actions are helping everybody win, are your actions helping everybody win? Because in truth, we don't win unless everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody is either very, very ill or when somebody's very close to death, they finally get it. But the opportunity is here for us to get it right now, right in this moment. Mm-hmm. You can get it right now that your actions matter, that your actions contribute to the whole. And that if you want to, you can make different choices, whether it's with your resources, your assets, your time, your gifts, absolutely sharing your gifts. And how many people, you know, have discovered that it's not about when we're feeling love, it's about that we're loving others. It's the giving of love that helps us feel that we're loved. And it's the same with feeling abundance. It's when you have enough to share, when you're able to actually give what you have, that you feel like you have abundance. And then everyone's happy. You actually get by giving. So, you know, again, I'm saying this from experience. I've volunteered, you know, thousands and thousands of hours along the Thai Burma border, you know, and I drove a car with 300,000 miles on it for many, many years just so that I could, you know, spend a lot of the time going back and forth between here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not just saying this for other people. This is how I've lived.
It is so important to walk your talk. You know, there's an old Cherokee saying, I love it. They said, you know, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good.
the simple things make the biggest difference.
Exactly. And a lot of the teachings in there are very simple, and we forget the simplicity.
Yeah.
And we forget, you know, to just look at things with brutal honesty and integrity and take a good hard look at what we're doing and how we're contributing, you know, to the planet, either in the upward spiral or the downward spiral.
Yeah.
And we need to do that with impeccable integrity, take a long, hard look at our path and the path we're walking.
Absolutely.
How it's affecting others in the next generation.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the stuff that James and I were talking about earlier is about some of the healing technologies that are coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
Things that can absolutely radically revolutionize the planet. And, you know, in the right hands and with the right way that that's moving forward, this will not be another opportunity for greed. It will be an opportunity for service. And, again, that's what we're talking about here, is how do we create things where everybody can win?
Definitely. That's the way we need to go about. You know, we have to end the separation program, you know, that we've been running. And, you know, quantum physics, everything is pointing in that direction. Everything is connected. You know, there's this one big unified field that we live in, and every action, you know, affects the whole. So once we start acting on that premise, and it doesn't matter which way you go about it, if you go about it through religion or if you go about it through meditation and just spiritual practices or if you go about it through quantum physics, you all end up at the same point.
Absolutely. The top of the mountain, we're all looking at each other's eyes going, hey, how'd you get here?
Exactly. So we have to try to help lift everybody up to the top of the mountain and kind of share the food and the water along the way.
Well, wonderful chatting with you.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Excellent. Thank you very much for having me.
I thought another friend here, his name is Michael, and he is a remarkable person who has quite a few gifts in the area of science, and I thought maybe he could share about his perspective on why we should all focus on world peace and work for it, but also pray for it and how it can affect things. Michael, would you like to say something?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Thank you for having me on your show, James.
Oh, thanks for being on the show.
Welcome to Mount Shasta. And I want to just remind the world that you don't have to go to the far corners of the earth to make a change in your community. It can be as simple as going to your church or your synagogue or your mosque and talking to the powers that be and asking for a moment of prayer during worship. It can be as simple as just showing unconditional love to somebody who's being less than unconditionally loving to you. in very simple, mundane tasks. And we, the people, have the power to change the planet. We're not limited by what our politicians do. We can make them change by us making changes in our community. And those community changes will grow and be reflected in a greater community and eventually reach a national and international level, and that's where we're headed. All religions teach that the universe and that our planet is headed to a golden age, a place of peace. We must now learn to beat our swords into plowshares and be that peace, be that love, be that unconditional love to all those that we touch in every moment, in every day. And that, I think, is the key to being happy in life and making others happy in life and having those win-win scenarios where everybody can grow and learn and not look at life through a win-lose scenario at all. We can all win by building a planet around the concept of unconditional love, peace, and truth. And that's really all that we need to do. And we, the people, can change the world.
Yeah, I love what Einstein said, you know, laughs without all mathematics, you know, to touch upon forever. And I love, you know, having a deep background in science and everything is that now you're talking about peace and love and joy and brother sisterhood and, you know, and I think you're a definite credit to the scientific community and might need to have a little lecture with some of your buddies here in the scientific community about getting back into the heart, you know.
We're learning slowly but surely that the world is an electronic universe. It's an electric, alive, unconditionally loving universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all interconnected as one being, as one people, as one planet. And we're learning that as we go, and we're evolving and growing spiritually in every way, all the time. And we have the power to make it different. We can choose our course, our destiny. In our hands, we are the generation of change, and what we choose to do will manifest on this planet. We must now choose to change the ways of our politicians. We must, from a grassroots level, change what's going on and make it loving and make it forgiving and make our politicians listen.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You know, I'd really like to get a feminine perspective here, and I think it's time that the women kind of stand up and say a few words on behalf of the feminine energy, and because it is coming in big right now, and the patriarchal energy is kind of taking a hit right now, which it needs to. And
what do you think of the idea of? What if we could perhaps have someone who is of the feminine persuasion also say it, say something about peace in German for a minute? Would that?
I think that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be wonderful, James?
Yeah.
I think I know someone, don't you?
I think I do, actually.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, let's see if we can find her if she's in the room here.
Okay. Yes, I met this wonderful woman on my journey named Petra, and I know I'm totally mispronouncing her name because I don't have this German thing in the back of my throat. But she's definitely an angel, kind of a cross between an angel and a fairy, I have to say. But I'm totally embarrassing her right now. But it'd be nice. This is an international radio show, and if you wanted to just, you know, give a nice message about, you know, peace or whatever you'd like to say, you know, on behalf of the feminine energy. And just your laughter and your joy and your is enough. I mean, but anything else you want to add to that would be totally awesome. And so can you give us your name and in the proper
Yeah, hello James. Thank you for being here with all those wonderful people. The real pronunciation of the name, my name is Petra. Ich bin sehr froh, dass ich hier bei euch sein kann ich habe sehr, sehr großes Herz klopfen und das ist für mich ein ganz besonderer Moment, hier zu sein bei euch. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass ich ein paar Worte über den Frieden sagen darf, weil das einfach das Wichtigste ist, was wir uns gegenseitig schenken können. As peace, I feel it's the most important gift that we can give to each other here during this time. And ja, und ich hoffe, dass viele Menschen uns jetzt hören. I hope a lot of people will listen to us now, and I'm very thankful to share with you. Thank you.
Thank you. You got to introduce that feminine. You know, we're trying to empower the feminine energy, but
I think I found another one.
Oh yes, okay.
My goodness.
Yeah, I think we opened the dam here.
Yeah. Oh.
We're in trouble now.
Well, we better listen to them, James. We better listen.
Yes.
And I think her name is Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Hi, I'm Stacy. Thank you for having me on your show this evening.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, from a feminine perspective, I'm a mother, and this planet is, for me, for my children, and for their children, and we are the children of today, and we, as people of today, can make a difference for today, tomorrow, and all the tomorrows at this point in time. And I feel that from the heart of everyone lies the key. The key is in asking. The key is in asking for peace, asking God, whoever it is that you believe in, whatever religion you come from, but from your heart, ask and pray for peace. And that is what is needed. That is the action that is needed from all people, man, woman, child. And that is what I feel that we all need to do, is to ask for peace, and it will come. And it will come to us all. It'll come to us today. It'll come to tomorrow, and it will be everlasting. So I ask you to take a moment of your day, many moments in your day, and from your heart, go to your place inside, go to your love, and ask. Please ask. It's what needs to happen for the change to be permanent. Thank you. God bless you. And namaste, everyone.
Thank you. Yeah, there's one thing I wanted to add on that. That was awesome. Thank you very much. There's a wonderful saying from Mother Mary, and she was saying that, she said, universal peace won't come through religions or institutions or governments, but through the hearts of the people. And I think it's so important. What we just heard there is about, it is our hearts we have to get into, and we have to speak our hearts and speak from the heart and act from the heart. And we seem to have let the intellect just run amok. And you know, it's time to throw out your TV set and start looking in your heart.
Yeah. Good idea. I think that's a very good idea.
Don't throw away your radios.
Don't throw away your radios.
Or your computer.
Or your computer.
Then you can't listen to these shows.
Well, I'd like to add to a couple of other things. One is... for those of you who really want to cancel Armageddon, you want to prevent a war, you want to keep things on a stable footing, you can easily form a circle, even if you work for the State Department, in one of those suites, you know, when you're at the conferences and stuff, the summit meetings or the G8 or whatever. You can have three people can sit down together, and they can form a triangle, and just represents universal peace. And if you want to, you could put your palms up. You can, again, it can be a circle of many people, or it can be as small as a triangle. Put your hands out about heart level, palms facing the center of the circle or the triangle, And the center of your palm of your hand is a psychic center. And your hands and fingers actually act as an antenna. And if you send out the signal, with love and from a place of sincerity, and you visualize the world in the center becoming peaceful, it will become peaceful. The Om is the creative word. Your hands act as antennas. That's why the ancients created mudras. You can actually shape the tone and shape it and qualify the energy or shape it whatever way you want it to go. That was what those different hand positions that you saw, the statues of Buddha or of Krishna or Rama or of different saints, of Jesus, and his fingers together. If you notice in the Bible, Jesus laid his hands on people's heads, and they use the hands a lot. Well, if you form a circle and you use the Om, or if you invoke Christ or Jesus, whatever your path is, but to do it and to, you just heard several people in the room Oming, we used to go to the summits and actually go and rent rooms in the hotels where they'd have the summits. And we'd actually home for stability and for the conference to be successful, that things would work out. And it would when we do that. And when we didn't do it, things wouldn't work out very well at all. So you can make a huge difference. And you may think you're just an individual. Do this. Try it. And whatever you believe in, if you're a Christian or Jewish or Muslim, whatever, just whatever your path is, please try to work for peace. There really is no other option now. We have the weapon systems we have. We have to make a decision in the next few years which path we're going to go on. And I would really like the surface of the planet be retained for the next generation, because not all of us have big bomb shelters. So, and the other thought I had was that if maybe Ben, if you could say something in Spanish, for there are a lot of people who are listening. We had German and we've had English, and I thought maybe James, we could maybe Ben could say something in Spanish for all of the people who are. Wherever you are, if you speak Spanish, maybe you can say something.
Uh-huh. Great. Este es para toda la gente en el mundo. Puede sentir su corazón y puede imaginar qué está pasando en su corazón ahorita. Y puede dar amor al mundo. Y si puede dar amor al mundo de toda la gente y todos los animales, y todas las plantas y todas las cosas en este mundo, puede usar la fuerza que vive adentro, y con esta fuerza podemos cambiar el mundo para un lugar donde la paz va a vivir. Gracias. Roughly that you can tune into your heart and send out your love for all of the people and the plants and the animals. And when you feel the force of your love, it can change the world so that peace can live. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I just got back from Mexico, a little while back, and actually we broadcast from the rooftop of the Sayulita Fish Taco. And the guy there running the program that owned the business there actually worked on the Roswell, the movie, which was, talk about a small world. But there's the way, it's funny, the synchronicities of that. But, you know, what I was amazed at is one of the things of the people there in Mexico is the family unit, and how the girls would walk all arm in arm, and And they're very loving, very family-oriented, and you know, deeply religious, and they have the different thing. They worship more the Divine Mother, and they're trying to kind of force more of the you know, Jesus image and things like that. And so they said, okay, we can do that too. And so now they have a wonderful festival. I think it's Our Lady of Guadalupe, and then they have the Jesus float go by, you know. So it's kind of, you know, we need to honor all, both aspects, you know, the male and the feminine, you know, the female. And I love the energy there, and I think that's something that we in the United States and the people who have let their hearts harden a little bit, they need to go down and take a nice little vacation down there and maybe spend a little time in the jungle as well.
Yeah. Hanging out with any indigenous culture will mm-hmm. remind you of your heart.
And the simplicity that we forgot that where the peace comes from, you know, the real peace.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to, James, give people my email address again, because we had so much fun
mm-hmm.
last time. If anybody'd like to email me, you can send it to... Brother John at Yahoo. It's actually Brother John 77. It's a new email address. Thanks. Brother John 77 at Yahoo.com. So wonderful.
You know, this is quite an incredible group of people that we've gathered here. We've got a whole room full of gods and goddesses.
What if is there anybody else who would like to say anything more about incredible gods and goddesses? Want to say why we should have peace for the next generation, peace and prosperity for the young people? Or?
You know, there's one thing I notice people get. They go, "How arrogant, you know, to consider yourself a god or goddess," you know, and I always go, "Well, how ignorant to separate yourself from omnipresence," you know, because. You know, you can't do it. You know, you can live the illusion and do the fear and unworthiness and guilt trip, you know, which puts you there. But no matter how hard you try, you can't separate yourself from omnipresence. You can only play out this game down here of being separate. But
yeah,
in the end, you know, you gotta return back to the oneness. You know, there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, the oneness of the Om is, it says in the Upanishads that oneness, the strongest carrier wave to transmit that oneness, what James is talking about, according to the Upanishads, is the Om. And maybe we could do a little Oming here peace.
That was exactly my plan. Great minds think alike. You know,
everybody could join in out there. We could all Om together for world peace. And
you know, I think we should give people a few minutes to prepare your family and bring some of them back together and just say, you know what, this is a golden opportunity we can take here and just kind of gather your family around. And, you know, you can do the Om or you can do the Amen or you can do whatever your culture dictates.
Amen.
And, yeah, there's so many different ways of accessing the source or setting the tone into vibration, you know, to open these doors. But can you imagine people just giving it a shot, you know? What have you got to lose? Just kind of gather together and say, come on, we're going to do it. We're gonna turn this planet around. We're going to do a collective Om here. And and we're going to try to do it on a regular basis, not just now. But you'd be surprised. Let go of the fear of people judging you or thinking you're nuts or you're crazy, and just give it a try and see who you can get to sit down and do the Om.
Exactly.
And kind of prepare yourself and get into a really, you know, a good space.
You can change the world doing it. And remember to put your palms up. Your hands are healing. It's very, very powerful. And remember to try to come from the stillness and the silence within you and the love in your heart. And all of us together, maybe a million people right now, can be just turning inward, and just if you close your eyes and relax and know that overhead there is support, and they've called them angels, good higher space beings, whatever you want to call them, the Lord's ship that says in the Bible, the Ezekiel's wheel is the color of polished brass. You can focus on that if you want and ask that ship, Ezekiel's wheel, to help you anytime you want. And that's a circle, that's an O, like an Om. You can say, like he said, Amen or Amin. You can say it together, and we can all do that together now as a planet. So let's all put our hands up and visualize the world becoming peaceful. Visualize Armageddon canceled, and it's not going to happen. Instead, the world is going to become like a paradise. And let's all join together, and we'll all Om together now. For peace on earth. There be peace. See the entire world becoming peaceful, becoming peaceful, becoming heaven on earth. Amen.
Not much to say after that.
I think everybody should pray for James and thank God for him. And I thank God for him, so pray for him. Pray for him. And you can pray for me, too, Brother John.
Yeah, we'll be praying for all of you. So. Goes around, comes around. You know, we've got a few minutes left, and I wanted to talk a little bit. The last time I came here was quite interesting, and this is kind of a verification that these things do work, but they did a wonderful session here, a meditation session, and they generated a pyramid above the building. We talked about it before, and with the archangels on each corner, and called them in for protection, and they were doing a lot of healing work, and it was totally unknown to me, and I came, I don't know, how long before I got, did you do that, or?
About an hour?
Yeah, maybe an hour before I came and showed up. And we sat down, started talking, and we did a little bit of clearing work ourselves. And I turned around and asked John, I said, you know, there's a huge pyramid right above us with these intense energy beings on surrounding it. And all I'm seeing is just pure energy, very, very high, coming from a very high source. And it turned out that he did the same thing. Now today in this group, I was looking up in the middle of the group, and there was this Buddha energy being sitting in the lotus position right above us, right in the center of this group. So we, in doing this work and gathering together here, we're getting the attention of these grand masters who are supporting
this kind of work, and they're coming to these gatherings, and some of us see them, some don't, some of us feel them. You know, we're all unique and we experience it differently. But they are here, and they're transmitting, not just to us here, but this is going out over the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And these energies and these frequencies are going out to everybody.
So it's
very important to, you know, support these type of groups. Find somebody in your local neighborhood that is doing, you know, peace meditations, and you know, join the peace marches. But remember, when you join a peace march, you have to be at peace. you can't go there to war on the others with judgment, condemnation in your heart, and anger. You have to bring peace to the peace march.
Yeah, and even if you don't feel like joining the peace march, bring peace to your heart. Bring it to your home, and we've all got to start. We clean up our backyards, and so whatever your political view is, you know, that's up to you. But, you know, pray for your city and your county and your state and your country, and pray for your region of the world that you live in, and for the environment, too, because this work, this homing, will affect everything, and it'll help all of it. And so all the good guys win.
Yeah, I had these images popping in my head when you were talking about, you know, all these people surrounding the White House, you know, lifting their hands up and homing for peace, and then going to the Pentagon, and then homing for peace, you know, and then going to these major summit, you know, G8 conventions or whatever, and surrounding them and just homing for peace and just calling in the highest frequencies and asking for help to turn some of these, you know, confused minds around and get them in touch with their heart of hearts, because, you know, that same loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God is within them as well, you know, waiting to come forward, that spark. And the more we can send that energy to them, you know, it'll help them start making the right decisions, and decisions that are in the highest and best good of humanity and the earth.
Well, we can definitely honor the God within them, within all beings, and the Oming helps the love to remove all the separation and the polarity. And so, you know, I'm sure that all those folks are listening as well. So join us to, you know, pray for in whatever way you want to, whether you're in the Pentagon or wherever you are. But, you know, just ask. Just ask for help overhead. Do you guys believe in God? That's what's being said, is just let's all turn together. We need help right now. We're in deep doo-doo, and we all need to work together and ask for the help that is available to all of us. So that's really the message, and, you know, there are no enemies involved in this at this point. We're just working together, all of us, to try to create peace and to ask for help.
And there's good people in all the agencies, and we need to support those people in doing their work and get behind them and make it very clear that, you know, we do want to live according to the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. You know, the principles such as brother, sisterly love, and
well, may they
in
pay
harmony with each other and the planet.
May they pray for a pay raise.
Exactly. Well, we're coming up to the end of the hour here, so we have to sign off. And although we're signing off on the airwaves, we're not signing off in the heart waves. And we'll all be with everyone that's listening, and we're going to continue here and having some more fun. And
thanks for the commitment out there, you guys. Mm-hmm.
And we'll keep doing this everywhere. You know, we'll keep having a nice ending with an Om circle here and there when I travel around and you know, meet and where I'm greeted and welcomed by these wonderful people that I've been welcomed today with. And so again, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening and continue the good works. Good night. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.